So I've had a really interesting retreat because it has been since we came here for the first time. Came this really strong, overwhelming actually, sensation in the body that made me totally unable to even open my mouth. So, and very surprising. But it has been so strong that I couldn't even, you know, approach it anyway. But so I tried to do something else, and talking, you know, the chatting, you know, constant talking was very, very strong, and I thought that maybe it's better if I don't go there because it's so strong that I went away all the time with it, and then right away when I understood that I'm there, the mind would, you know, the mind that understood that I'm there would start the chatting, yeah, all the time. Yeah. So but it was impossible to, you know, push it away. Mm. It was there. So I tried to breathe and walk and anything, but the chatting would be there. So I thought that, okay, I'm not able to, you know, take a step back for that. So I will stay with that. And I noticed that I could try to notice when this physical sensation came with the chatting. Mm-hmm. And it is the same kind, actually, that this big sensation I had.
Yeah.
Just smaller. And it was interesting because actually I know that sensation. I know it. Mm-hmm. I just have been pushing it away so for such a long time that it feels that I understood that, okay, this has been there always when there is something that I don't want or that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And because I felt all the time that I have to, you know, accomplish things and get things done, etc., would, you know, push that sensation away, that bodily sensation. Mm, mm. But actually, now that I've been able to, you know, just look at that sensation, I notice it's just my body telling me to pay attention to that I want or I don't want.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have really a question. It's just has been really interesting this week.
Yeah. Did about to try same as your camera. A son, I don't want to do. I'm it. Cause I did the cool sound that Lara do, but I'm not a couple. Oh, you're me in my 12 who read up here named Mamma Deal. And he said, go to Chimas when let you know, die I let me out here, young Pintanet. Who do not buy a cigar, top shop, chop, and pure red. Eddie Harry, let Chilo me out, chee, who chee, power, no, the DI, Eddie, the DI, being a jump, young, pure, juju, and window, young, or a pinion, and I say the pin there. Ella, the Nan, a good DD, a pup, begunny, Margo, to Nanette, the tap, be there. Kanaku Kazamu to Kushi, ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ခံစားမှုတစ်ခုတက်နေတာသူသတိထားမိတယ်လေအခုနခံစားမှုနဲ့အတူပဲလေဒါပေမဲ့သူကခန္ဓာကိုယ်ထဲမှာခံစားတာလေသူကနည်းနည်းသေးတယ်ချိလို့ရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီခံစားမှုသူသိတယ်လို့ပဲလေသူသိတယ်လို့ပဲလို့သူစဉ်းစားပြတော့သူပြောတယ်ဘဝမှာသူဒီခံစားမှုခဏခဏတက်တယ်လေဒါပေမဲ့သူကဒီဟာကြီးကိုလေးလူရှုလေးလူရှုနေတာအဲ့လောက်ဆရာရှိတာအလုံးပြီးစရာရှိတာ PDD စိတ်တွေတက်တက်လာရင်ဒီစိတ်တွေကိုဖဲဖဲပြီးတော့လုံနေတာပေါ့နော်အဲ့လိုလုံနေအဲ့ဒါဘာစိတ်လဲဆိုတော့လိုချင်တာမလိုချင်တဲ့စိတ်တွေအဲ့ဒါလေးကဒီမှာဟိုတက်တက်အဲ့ဒါ तू မေးစရာတော့မရှိဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဒါတွေ तू တွေးလိုက်ရတာစိတ်ဝင်စားစရာကောင်းတယ်ဟုတ
်အာယုံကဘယ်လိုလဲရှုပေ
ါ့ Yeah so they're just
options ဘာဝတရားတွေပဲအာယုံလဲဆိုတော့နည်းနည်း तू သိချင်စိတ်နဲ့ရှိလိုက်
Just things happening in the mind and the body, and we just keep watching, and then we understand slowly more about them.
Nothing special. The whole day yesterday was watching Lopa. And I was trying not to distract myself with anything so I could just watch it make me do other things to make the feeling go away. And the main conclusion was that the feeling itself is quite painful.
To make it go away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the craving or the desire. Just, you know, distractions, like read something. It was very clear. Normally I would open a computer, do something. It's the normal pattern. It's an old story, but somehow just the little sensation itself was, you see, it's painful.
Yeah.
So there's a resistance to it as well. Yeah. It even relates. Mm. So I was just observing that. That's the thing. Mm. So standing at the lake, you know, okay, it's just not perfect. Then let's sit on that bench for a little moment. There's a relief, and then that thing is again. So just that, but not giving in to the temptation to relieve it.
Mm-mm.
So it's quite unpleasant in that sense, but interesting also.
Yeah.
But so that's the
okay. Tu loba o chi ni re re ma ni ya tane go. Tane go tu o tu ka ba le tu o. Tu o ta khu lop pi shaung na la, sait ka lop pi shaung na o tu chi ni la la ma ti u. Da mae naw kwai tu tane go chi bro ba tu tabo pao le so yin ti loba to khan sa ka khet de re. Na na so yin tu a twai cha ma မကျေနပ်တော့နောက်တစ်ခုနောက်တစ်ခုပို့ကောင်းမယ်နောက်တစ်ခုပို့ကောင်းမယ်ကျေနပ်အောင်လုပ်ပြီးရင်တော့ကျနောက်တစ်ခုလိုချင်မြတ်မယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးအဲ့ဒါသူပြောတယ
်ဟုတ်တယ်ဒါလောဘရဲ့တရားအဲ့ဒါကိုလိုချင်ရရင်နောက်တစ်ခုအတိတ်အတိတ်ထပ်တော့
တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကလည်းမကြိုက်ဖြစ်တယ်လေ Yeah he says that's right Lobha just never has enough after it's satisfied one then it'll find another
I have a question Can we turn the recording off for a sec? Because it's maybe irrelevant. But so I know the answer would be just to pay attention, but I'm still curious.
Just to be aware.
Just to be aware. Curious about the mechanism. Like in Western psychology, we talk about empathy when we kind of pick up other people's emotional states and reflect it. But from the Dhamma perspective, you know, in some suttas, it also says, the monk pays attention internally and externally. And as we pick up other people's stuff, I understand we just pay attention, but like, how do we differentiate?
ခံစားမှုကိုတည်တာတော့မဟုတ်ရင် तू ခံစားလို့ကိုလိုက်ခံစားတာတော့အဲ့လိုမျိုးဒါကို तू က empathy လို့ခေါ်တယ်လေဟို तू ဟိုကိုကျင်းစာတတ်တဲ့သဘောတူမျိုးဒါပေမဲ့ तू ကဘယ်လိုလဲဆိုတော့ဟိုလူဥပမာဟိုလူဒီလိုခံစားရင်ကိုကခက်ဆင်းနေခံစားတာပေါ့နော်ဒါပေမဲ့ तू တို့ထင်တာဟိုလူခံစားမှု तू တို့ထတ်တူရတယ်လို့ခံစားလို့ရတယ်လို့ထင်တာတကယ်တမ်း तू တို့မှန်းစားခြင်းနဲ့ပဲကိုခံ
ကိုကဝင်ပါလို့ဟ
မ်
ကိုခံစားလို့
Yeah, never ko twe ne ko mhan sa bi khan sa ra ma shi le tu tu kha dai yai ko khan sa ra
ma ho ko sin ne ko be tu sin ne tu
yeah
ko a ya adibhe pho lai da adibhe pho bi khan sa lai da
yeah in buddhism you don't actually feel what the other person feels
directly. The mind makes a value judgment about what it thinks the other person is feeling. And then also has, you know, depending on that mind's capacity to relate to what it thinks that other person is feeling, it has a reaction to it. And sometimes that reaction is, you know, one of feeling like they may have had similar experiences or, you know, emotions or having a reaction to it, like not wanting that person to feel that way or, you know, and all of this can generally in English, I think we take as empathy, but it's all built by this own mind's, you know, thoughts and okay. feelings towards what it perceives mm-hmm. rather than any direct ability to feel another person's, mm-hmm. which it cannot.
So it's very similar. Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always doing something, including the meditation. I'm doing it, not experiencing it, but doing it. Does that make sense?
No, it means the same thing to me.
Mm. There's a difference in my experience of me paying attention and internally experiencing paying attention. It's more like the mind watches me paying attention versus me experiencing attention. I don't know how to put it into words.
The dichotomy is only in the me, I think. This is
does that make sense?
Does one feel more comfortable than the other? Is it when you're experiencing?
One doesn't feel real. One feels like I'm watching something.
Like an observer, just an observer.
Yes.
Okay. Or distant.
It's more like a mind activity, mm-hmm. more than an experience. I don't know how to say.
Well, see.
Okay.
In Buddhism, the reality is that the mind is doing everything. You're feeling that, so the mind is doing everything as in like the mind is conscious, the mind knows, the mind feels, the mind thinks, the mind you know, has reactions. So in Buddhism, it's all the mind. When you say the mind knows and I am looking at it, you're just mistaking another mental activity for me, that's all. But it's just all the minds doing their work. Different work, that's all. That's why it feels like one, and we identify with one of them, so we think, I am doing this and the mind is doing that, but it's all just the mind doing it.
I'm thinking, I'm feeling, I don't know.
So you might say, I'm thinking or I'm feeling, but it's the mind that's feeling, it's the mind that's thinking. And the mind has another, you know, a layer that's always with us, and that's the belief that all of these activities that are happening in the mind are me. We put in effort and we think, I am putting in effort, but effort is just putting in effort. Yeah. Everything is just a function of the mind. Yeah. Yeah. The mind has different functions. They're not the same. The nature of each of the functions is not the same. So it can feel like we can feel more identified with one function than another. So we feel like I'm watching the other function, but in the end, that's just identification with another function. That's just doing its natural thing. Yeah, the mind, you see, this is, the mind is so quick that it initially, you know, we don't recognize the identification. We identified with everything as the mindfulness and the, you know, the recognition of what's happening gets better and more continuous. We start to believe that what we're observing is nothing to do with me, but we still believe that the observing is me. You know, so there's still the identification with another process until we turn our lens on that as well, and yeah, it continues.
So I've been watching various defilements bubbling up, often just memories coming, and it feels like either I get interested and there's reflection. That's something that sometimes happens. Thinking, where does that come from? And my habits, momentum, and so it's kind of pondering. But I've also quite often had it just seems to evaporate. So the like the disappointment or disapproval, irritation. I can't quite tell sometimes if, in a way, I've just got another thought's come up, and in a way, it's lack of interest, you know, and the mind just hops off somewhere else. But sometimes it just feels like they melt a bit and they're just not so interesting, not so compelling, because they're not so intense anymore. So it's like I'm trying to take an interest in this defilement, and it's just not much enough, not much there, and not that interesting. So it's just like, yeah, so sometimes it's like thoughts come up, reflection. And I was wondering if the observing mind reflects, or in a way if that's just another mind state that kind of ponders and...
Seattle says the, you know, the more skillful, the more wisdom there comes into the, that works together with the awareness, the more it's able to clear whatever comes up, you know, wholesome and whatever's unwholesome in the mind. And the more, the more completely you can clear it, sort of thing, depending on the type of the wisdom that we have. And he said that the reflection works with the awareness. It's a different function, but, you know, yes, it can work with the awareness. This reflection is also a function, can be motivated by wisdom, you know, that comes in and it helps the mind to differentiate the view, to see how things are and how they change and so on. Right? So all these different minds working together. He says very often when he's encouraging people to ask questions and stuff like that. It's sort of to try and get them to bring that reflection in. Many people can just be watching, kind of almost staring into everything and not like being very reflective about it or something. Yeah, so to bring that
in. Yeah.
Traditionally, Seattle in Burma, there's always been this idea that when you meditate, you don't think. You just, you know,
don't
like
try to think, just concentrate
and you should be like absorbed in something, or, you know, you shouldn't be thinking at all. And but he's trying to reverse that idea that, you know, that meditation is when the mind is alert and awake and responsive and wise, and it's not a state of not thinking, like not blind. Yeah. In the Buddha's all the Buddha's teachings are kind of encapsulated in the first bit of the Patimokkha, where it says, do not do evil. The first six lines, I think.
Avoid evil. Mm.
Yes.
Good, purify the mind.
Yeah, that's it. So when he says avoid evil, it means everything, like avoid thinking unwholesome things, avoid saying unwholesome things or with unwholesome motivation, and avoid doing anything unwholesome or with unwholesome motivation. But then the Buddha goes on to say, do what is wholesome. You know, do
as much as you can.
Think what is wholesome, speak what is wholesome, or motivated by the wholesome, and do what is wholesome and motivated by the wholesome and wise. So, and that purifies the mind. Yeah.
It feels.
Yeah. So we should think, he said, with wisdom. Whatever we do, it should be with wisdom. It is ideally with wisdom, I'll say. Should is such a bad
word.
He said, whether in relationship or education or business or, you know, politics or whatever. He says, everything should be considered carefully with wisdom, with compassion, with the Yes, and for the practice of meditation, it is very important for the practice of the Dharma, because it's a very important work, he said.
I've got one more question.
Yes.
Is there time?
Yeah.
So I sometimes find when I'm on retreat, I've got a couple of memories from movies that I wish I hadn't watched.
Ooh.
So, you know, kind of like, yeah, just kind of violent images that I find really distressing. And they kind of erupt into my mind, particularly when I'm being, you know, open, and they come up. And I've just felt, it feels like, this is over years,
yeah,
and it feels like repressing them is not a good idea.
No,
but neither do I just want to kind of play these horrific stories over and over in my mind. So not, you know, try different things.
Yes.
They're not in any obvious way linked to my personal history.
Yeah.
So when I'm thinking, why are these
coming
haunting
up.
Me?
Yeah.
When
do you don't like them? Do you?
No, I hate them. Yeah. So
sounds like that's the answer.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, why is this thing which I find so sad, painful, you know, kind of torture of human beings? It's like, why does my mind keep going there?
What you
why
resist
is it
persists,
kind of,
they say.
Yeah.
Thua.
Did you hear that phrase? What you resist
persists. Yes. Resist. Which is why I've tried not to kind of push it away, but then I think, is it really helpful to kind of So then I've more tried to sit with the resistance and feel my body kind of going, or the rage that comes in response to the content. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've tried to move the attention a bit more to kind of my own mm-hmm. response
yeah. to it. So you've been doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. To move it, to choose Chibura, a good Eddie, Pong Yate, come up, knock now with life. The bum chabby, let a man.
He says
the stronger the resistance, the more persistent that, you know, the images and everything will be. He says because attachment is not just the, it's not just the, like, the playground of loba. It's the playground of dosa too. It's like being angry with someone. They keep popping. We can't forget people we're angry with. Right? We can't forget the people we dislike the most. It's like inexorably the mind remembers them. Right? So, era tu balom la tu nak pai agura tu di macaita se ku shu shu ni la.
Macaita se ku shu biro wo tabaw tha ma man ne ji wo tu tabaw lo we tha ma. Memory ya pero ma phyaw mya wo.
He says you need to adjust your attitude. You're trying to watch the resistance now, but you need to remind yourself that this is just a memory, so that the mind begins to understand what the nature of memory is. When it becomes just a memory, it'll have much less charge. Now there's a lot of belief in the story and the stuff. So memory does its work. You know, the better the awareness, the samadhi, the wisdom, he says that sometimes the deeper the mind can dive into what is has known in the past, you know, what memories of what it has known. Yeah, some people remember things from past lives. But they're just memories.
But then when that thought comes up, which it does, oh, it's just a memory.
Mm.
Yeah.
The other thought is, yes, but people do this to each other. Yeah. This happens now and...
Don't get caught in the story. Don't get caught on the story if you want to understand the nature of what's happening. The minds that are rising are new. They each have their nature. We want to understand the mind and how it works. But be careful of getting caught in the story. You know, he says he remembers this yogi who went to the beach and then
in Lake,
and he says looking at the water, suddenly a vivid picture of the scene in the Titanic where the boy is in the water right at the end where he's drowning came to his mind, and the yogi was very distressed. He went to ask Siaro, he's like, why has this memory come up in my mind? And Siaro thought for a while, then he asked the yogi back, why do you think that memory came back to you? And the guy said, and he says, I mean, the general rule is if you're with water and you look at water and some memory comes up, it'll be something related to water or something related to something there, right? He said, why this particular memory? And the guy thought about it and he's like, oh, right. He says, when I saw that scene, I was very deeply troubled, like deeply. And so it's like a trauma that the mind, like, take. It's like children. when they experience something, they take it deep into their minds just because the delusion doesn't know how to like fend itself. So it just like, you know, like right inside, like a stake in the heart. And then, you know, then the mind kind of like
has that reaction.
So when the things that we've had the strongest reactions to in our lives, that's the stuff that gets triggered when, you know, there are objects that trigger it for the mind. So
just unhooking from the story and yes. Anyway, I don't know where else to go apart from into my own reactions.
Tua ko story ani ro unhook lo wa mai na bro da mai tu di reaction ga lwe lo tacha ha ba chi ya ma ma ti bu
to look at them
reaction ne dia ne sat sat mu chi ya reaction ma chi le ka da ma ai ko ma di ko atu ya atu ba lo ti promo pao
ya da mai ho atu ro da ya mi chi mho tu a story ba pya pya sin sa ne
solo bi yo chi da ma lo le da chi phit la la ma
so he says, yes, you can go to the reaction, the recognizing the reaction.
Yeah.
And recognizing its relationship to what the emotions that are, like the thoughts that are, that keep coming up, you know, just recognizing the relationship of the response to the thoughts that keep coming. And he says, when the mind even begins to realize that the mind is real, the story is constructed. If the mind even begins to see that the story is being constructed, you know, that can give it some distance from it. But, well, all that will be seen. Siaro said like somebody asked him once about, you know, he kept remembering a person, and he says if you think of a person, that's the concept. But if you see that the mind has thought of someone, the mind is thinking now, and there's a memory and an image, he said that's the reality, you know, so like to always differentiate. He says it's like looking at a photograph. He says what we have is a photograph. But if we start thinking about what's in the photograph, we have the story. But what we have is a photograph.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it seems that in this retreat there has been a quite hard lesson to learn. I have worked a lot of with the right attitude, because and yesterday I was very frustrated and I feel also angry and a lot of defilements, and it was easy to see how mind was comparing this retreat to previous retreats, how they were easier, and how it was to get momentum quite fast, with 2 days, and it was very very strong momentum of awareness, and at that last, and it was very very different. Now that has been very different now, and. And it's easy to see, because of earlier retreats, I was practicing a lot before retreats also. So there was a continuity. And not now have, like Sayadaw said, I've been invested to attachment. So this is my reality right now, and that's true. But there's still I try to remember that what has said earlier retreats many times, that awareness never goes waste. And I started to think that, okay, these are the objects now. They are not so nice, and they, but I can choose because they come. And what I can do is just try to learn and find the skillful way to watch them and be with them. And in the evening, when I went to sauna, and there I suddenly found that actually there was very hot in the sauna, the field of heat, and but it was very relaxed, and mine was very relaxed, and I found it that actually there is quite strong momentum of awareness, and it was very calm, and there was any need to talk. People were chatting in the sauna, but normally when the mind is agitated, it's willing to take a part discussion. Yeah. But there was, I was here. There was chatting going on. I feel the heat. I feel the water on the leg, and it's very, very free and easy. And that's the good news to me. News to me that even the practicing with these heart issues and not so pleasant objects.
Yeah.
Seems to all also grows awareness in a moment.
Yes.
And that's gave me a lot of confidence to practice again. And and it's now it's very obvious that I should not stop practicing anymore.
ဟိုခက်ခက်ခဲရနေရတယ်သင်္ကန်းစားပြင်းပြင်းထန်ထန်ရတယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့ဟိုခက်ခက်ခဲရနေရတယ်သင်္ကန်းစားပေါ့နော်သူဒီဟိုဆက်လာတော့တဲ့သူအထုတ်ဟိုအထုတ်ရတာခက်နေတယ်ဆိုတာဟိုမကောင်းတာတွေသူရင်ဆိုင်နေရတယ်အဲ့တော့သူမှဟိုစထရဂယ်လုပ်ရတဲ့အကြိုးစားနေရတယ်သူအရင်စခန်းနေဆိုရင်เนี่ยသူမှတ်မိတယ်တဲ့နှစ်ရက်လောက်ဆိုရင်အရှင်နေရရတယ်ကောင်းနေတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့သူကအိမ်မှာလဲအဲ ပေါ့တဲ့ဒါသူလက်ခအမယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့သူဒီအချိန်မရှိဘူးတတိမကောင်းဆိုသူပြန်စဉ်းစားတယ်တဲ့သူကသူပြန်သုံးတတ်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဘူးသူစဉ်းစားတယ်တတိကတကယ်တော့မရှိတာမဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ့မချိုက်တဲ့ဟာတွေတိနေရတာပဲဖြစ်တယ်အဲမချိုက်တဲ့ဟာတွေတိနေရတာများနေတယ်တဲ့ပြတ်နာမဟုတ်လို့အာယုံမဲဆိုရင်မကောင်းတဲ့အာယုံလည်းအာယုံမဲလို့နားလည်ရင်တော့အဲ့ချိန်မှာသူမဖြစ်အဲ့တော့သူကဒါတွေက
อายุเนาะอายุคันซาลุไม่กล้าอ๋อแต่ว่าอายุเนี่ยอายไปเลยไปหาติจินเลยอายจริงน่ะลงบ่คันซาลุไม่กล้าแต่ไม่ติโลยะเลยบ่เนาะตริยะไม่ใช่ล่ะไม่หุบฟูแล้วทุกคนตัวนั้นน่ะไม่กล้าน่ะบ่เออกว่าดีไม่กล้าน่ะบ่เออนอกปีมาตัวอ่าไอ้เฉยมาตริยะควอลิตี้จ้องไม่ติเตอูนอกปีมาตัวหัวตัวได้ซ้อมอ่ะตัวรอมะเนี่ยยอกจ้าฤตัวรอตูไอ้มาถ่ายน้อฤอะยังปูฤอะยังปูบ่ติเนอะเฉยไอ้เฉยมาตัว
စိတ်ကတော့အမ်ပလက်ဆန့်ချူဒီကဒီကပြင်ဒီမှာဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲဟိုဟာတွေနဲ့မဆိုင်တော့ဘူးလေတခြားဟာပြင်းပြင်းထန်ထန်စိတ်ကိုအာယုံရလိုက်တော့တတိရှိနေတာကိုမြင်လိုက်တယ်တတိကအချိန်ရှိနေတယ်
Yes, it's an important lesson, Sierra says. You know, he always says that the objects are always helping us to be aware. It doesn't matter how unpleasant they are, but to realize it for ourselves is gold. Collecting gold, yes.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, he says, when we know that even the unpleasant is just food for the awareness mind, Sierra says, then we can always practice. It doesn't matter what's happening.
Yeah. That's all the problem seems to be, that the mind is so unwilling to watch them.
Yeah.
The tendency is just go away, but...
Yeah.
It was easy to see that there is no choice now.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere.
Yeah. For the Dhamma practitioner, we have to be willing to know everything. Everything is object. We have to be willing to know them, because then we can understand them. Everything. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm just trying to de-entangle the different experiences to put them into some some questions or some reflections. So I think there's two things. One, I think we've sort of covered, but I might just revisit just to clarify. But I think this week I've been looking at the layers of the things that have been creating suffering for me in my life. Mm-hmm. So that's one way of putting it. And then, so there's a lot of anxiety. I'm noticing the level of anxiety that I'm motivating my life from. A lot of my life is motivated from this fear and anxiety. So I'm starting to see it, just a tiny bit. Yeah, I'm not saying I can see it really, but I just, because of earlier conversations in the interviews, things are coming up around this undercurrent. And then that undercurrent, so I'm trying to see and feel into it, and and maybe look at a thought, but not really the thoughts so much. It's just feeling.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think I'm... Unless there's a memory that comes, and then that's something different. But I am seeing that there's a sort of element of fear around that anxiety that's operating.
Yep.
But my sense is it's quite deeply buried and related to early trauma stuff. So I feel gentle. I don't know how you hold that. I don't know how you work with that, except this continual kind of observing of it. But I don't know. So that's just a thought that just came out afterthought. But and the other thing I'm noticing, and I think there's a relationship, my behaviour with socially and in relationships in my life. And perhaps, it probably runs its way through every action, I don't know. But I operate on, I'm here, I've got to do a lot of expectation about being there for other people, my role. So I can see that's, and then I'm entered, when I speak, it's about generating. Yeah, so I can see there's lots of roles I'm playing in relation to others. I think I can see this anyway. Cloudy mind, but at times I can see the entertainer comes in, or the performer, or the all these different roles. I can start, and I think it's all connected to this
anxiety.
I think so. I think it comes from the personality needing to cope in the world and survive in the world, and has found this way of doing it.
Yeah.
But underneath, it's just motivated, I think, from these unseen, perhaps, anyway. So I can see the liberation of not acting out from those roles, how liberating that means. I'd get more space, and then maybe some more clarity, and then the flow, which we talked about earlier in another interview. So there's a sense that things are blocked in my, certain aspects of my life are blocked. So I think there's the key, some of the kind of, I can see the links.
Right.
If that makes sense. So that's what's been going on one level. And then the other thing was to do with, should I stop? Yeah, so it's live.
Really,
तू बोलो मिलने से तू आ मैं ने ने सो ये जैसी रह रहे आ मैं सो ये जैसी ने रहा तू बाबा लो लो तू आ सो ये जैसे काने तू आ बस ऐसे प्यार हो रखा होगा प्यार ली तू बुआ माँ बालो ऐसे में पी ले सो अचाऊ ने को शामा अचाऊ ने को थोड़ा लो नाइ मा शे नाइ मा चोरिया चोपेरिया Bajang Peter Swara, Baba Pippi, but to Nang, Boab, Pippi, Damadi, D. Sega, to me and the other, and Nepa Babono, out Emma, Chowder Sailor Barre, every say jump to a pure so, Sassan, a kama, D. Sagin at Wa, Uma, Yizia, Mosia, Pio, and Piome, Below, Below, Bones under Cocoon and Lurine, Sassana, go not D. Diani, Dwa, 20 Rasra.
Our life is essentially just a reflection of the mind. So he says, whatever we... So when we look after the mind, Tsiara says, which means essentially cultivating what's wholesome in the mind, learning how to deal with what's unwholesome in the mind, and you know, accepting, observing, and learning about them. And then when the unwholesome gets more manageable, and we understand them better, and you know, when they get less, he says, then, and we're constantly, of course, cultivating the wholesome, because we're just being, the awareness is wholesome, right? That also. And he says, then he says, we'll find that with the growing of the wholesome in the mind, we'll feel like life feels a lot more clear. Yeah, it will just feel.
No, don't know. This is what you are.
And ultimately, the clarity comes from wisdom, because wisdom has the clarity to see things in perspective, understanding what's wise, what's skillful, what's necessary, what's beneficial versus its opposites, right? And wisdom can hold things in perspective and see them in balance.
Yeah.
This is wisdom helps. In many ways, in you know, not just mentally, like it clears our mental stuff. He says also we learn to modulate the way we speak, recognizing how we speak and recognizing when it's wholesome, when it's skillful. He says, and because we learn how to moderate our speech, he said, when speech is more wholesome, there are more wholesome results. You know, we learn how to distinguish when it's the right time to speak, when is the right place to speak, when is the right person to speak to, and so on. You know, that sort of
thing. Who and where and what.
just one no, work, but, just yeah. Awareness in the end.
I mean, I can see aspects of my life being okay based on certain amount of. So there's a little bits of freeing up that happens, bubbles, but there's also obviously it's like a iceberg. And there's this
iceberg.
I think that's what I've been tapping into here, the iceberg of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not like in deep suffering. Yeah, I'm not really miserable the whole time. But I can see how I create a lot of unwholesome stuff as well. So I'm starting to see that a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, facing. Being good.
It'll get better and better.
Thank you. I don't know whether it's useful for me, because I think you've answered the question with your. But I'll just go over the process that I went through with these memories, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, So there I am, once again, we're in this beautiful environment, and then the memory, something gets triggered. Mm. So it reminded me of something from, my stepmother who's passed away now. So that memory created a lot of negative thoughts mm-hmm. because of my relationship with her.
Midway of the day.
Unwholesome.
Midway.
So I noticed that I realized the trigger was this environment, and then the wanting of why didn't that happen and why did this happen, and all these thoughts came rushing in. Then I felt very, well, I couldn't experience where I was I was full of this. So I thought I thought I recognized it as a memory and put it away, but then it seemed to want to come back really strongly. Mm-hmm. It didn't go away.
Mm-mm.
So even though I thought, oh, memory, trigger, yes. It didn't go well. So
memory,
So I realized that this needs some resolution. That's what it feels like. It mm-hmm. needs some attention, some yes. resolution. It needs some... Something needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel with these, because they pop up. This is a recurring thought
that pops up. Yeah,
relationship with the stepmother.
Yeah. It's really because the mind doesn't understand how thoughts create suffering for this mind, that the mind suffers so much. When we understand that thoughts create suffering, he says, we will be relieved so much. I understand that thoughts are the ones.
I did then go and do something which relieved it, so I sort of check in, and I think perhaps the answer is already there, which was that I then said to myself, what am I feeling?
Yes.
And then I was feeling powerless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there were sort of various... vulnerable feelings,
yes.
helpless, you know, all those sort of feelings. And then I thought, because I do this Byron Katie thing, so I was using this model,
mm-hmm.
how do I feel without it? And then I access the sort of, the kindness, if you like, the awareness,
Yes, okay.
But I wondered if that was, well, it feels like that was the right thing to approach, because then I could see the suffering, the thoughts had created the suffering more clearly.
Yes, yes.
Than being lost in the story, but I sense that story will keep coming back.
Yeah. Did you do all four questions?
No, I did try the turnaround. I said, she doesn't not care for me, or whatever it was, I can't remember, but she does something. You know, I tried to turn it around, the thought that wasn't being cared for.
Yes,
that
triggered it.
But it doesn't always seem like... I did it, though. I did do it.
Okay. If,
nice. I tried. But I think that... So I tried to do that, yeah. But so it seems in line with what Sayadaw just said, actually.
Yeah. So. ไอ้อาชญ์พยาก็ตะบี้တော့โรไอเอ็มเอสตะเน็ตตัวတော့เลยโหเสียเรเมียเองเนี่ยอมยุทธมีเตียวเคมบริดจ์ก็ล่ะว่าสาอุตะคู่อาชญ์พยาก็ตะอุตะบี้တော့ตะอุคลุเดไอ้สาอุก็เอาไอ้อมยุทธมีน่ะไปรันเกตตี้สรุปอ๋อๆเพรสเซนต์โมเมนต์นาวปาวเนาะปาวเนาะมอมอปาวเนาะมอไอ้อมยุทธมีอ่ะตัวอมยุทธมีเสียเตียวโหปาวเอาหนาวอ่ะโหแอคัดตอเลยยีราเลยดีๆอมยุทธมีน่ะเมียไบรันเกตตี้มัมมี่เหรอเออตัวอ่ะเลโกเมไข่เนี่ยเผียอุปมา
ဒီနာမတင်တာအရင်မကြည့်တော့ဘူးဖြစ်နေတာကိုလက်ခံလိုက်ပေါ့နောက်ပြီးတော့ငါဒီအတွေးမရှိဘူးဆိုရင်ငါဘယ်လိုခံစားမလဲသူမလုပ်တင်ဘူးဆိုတော့ခံစားမှုအတွေးကိုဖယ်လိုက်ငါဘယ်လိုကြံခဲ့မလဲလို့သူစဉ်းစားခိုင်းတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့ဒီအခုနကိုစဉ်းစားထားဒီဟောက်စ်ခံစားလို့တတ်ပြီဆိုရင် အခုနမေကိုပြောင်းပြန်လှဲအခုနပြောတဲ့ဟာကိုပြောင်းပြန်လှဲလိုက်ပေါ့နော်သူဒီဟာမလုပ်တည်ဘူးဆိုရင်သူဒီဟာလုပ်တည်တယ်ဥပမာမဟုတ်ရင်ငါဒီဟာမလုပ်တည်ဘူးဥပမာတစ်ခါတလေဟိုလူကမရှိတော့ငါဆက်ကုတ်ကုတ်ပြန်နှိမ့်ဆက်တယ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်လေအဲ့လိုမျိုးသူလှဲ့ခိုင်းတယ်အဲ့တော့သူအဲ့ဒါနဲ့ထည့်ကြည့်လိုက်တယ်တဲ့သူဥပမာဒီ
Having some reflection, using some wisdom is always good when we're trying to observe. Trying to see it differently from how we've always seen it.
Yeah, rather than this fixed view,
fixed
just anything
view,
to loosen it up.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much. That was thank you.
I can't tell you about your letila.
I didn't have any question or story when when I came here, so my mind has been bobbing around with my past days with experience and trying to same time listen and being aware, so is a little bit overwhelming, so it's quite this is probably the most extreme experience I'm having in this retreat, being aware of this event listening and trying to figure out something to
Yeah, he said, we don't have to feel, we don't have to say something.
But at the same time, I think it's good for me to say something, because if I just pass it on, I just...
The great thing about having these interviews is, even if we have nothing to say, sometimes other people have something to say and they answer our questions for us, so... You know, that's helpful. So we don't have to feel like we, you know, won't get something, you know. Get it.
I don't think I have anything to say about my practice.
Okay.
No question, but we have a child now.
You have a baby?
Baby,
at home.
My wife was not able to come here because if she's taken care of. And this has been on my mind also. I would like to ask Saira, this notice a little bit off of his expertise, but how to help this to raise this child in Dhamma or to Dhamma or something like
how
with, to with Dhamma.
Raise the child.
Okay. Siyadu says, don't think of how to bring up the baby. Siyadu says, think of how to bring up this mind. When this mind is in the right state and the best state it can be, it's like a living example for the child. If you're a good example, the child will follow. The child will always be copying us, right?
I don't have a question really either. So, but these questions about dealing with memory and this question with raising a child are really helpful. For me, just wanted to mention that. Thank you for these
questions. He remembers your wife came last time. He remembers her. Siyadu says, looking after a baby is also practicing the Dhamma. Because when we have to be patient, understand, open, keep the clarity of the mind, we're practicing the Dhamma, and helps, and we're looking after the baby at the same time.
Um, when I arrived here, I felt like very relaxed. Mm-hmm. I like those kind of retreats, like with a lot of freedom, actually, mm-hmm. and observing what we're doing and be aware of what we're doing, because I had experience from the previous retreats were very like hard for me, and like to be on this schedule, like to be on the time, like to do things, even walk in this 2 hours, which is on the schedule.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of sankara at that time. It was really painful for me. So yeah. When I came here, I felt very, very relaxed. I was like, this is what I need, what I like. It's like in my nature, like yeah. I can be aware and observe.
Yeah.
Until yesterday.
Ja, det är så kallare det är en relaxbitter och då det bara när kajt det var nå. Och det känns så kan det så in när jag jag där med och chain kan ta där det chain man så där låva med blå och jag ska vara med river. Kom nu då du jag jag där. Det är man du det bara när jag kajt det. Men jag till det. Men jag bara fel med det.
I think I have like a lot of I don't know dosa, lobba, everything was like blending and confusing because I couldn't find a place here. And I was really aware about it, what mind is doing, what things are doing, what kind of thoughts I have. So I just found this spot here on the grass, and I was like, now it's perfect, it's perfect, it's not hot enough, I can stretch a little bit, it's really nice. And then I observing my mind and thoughts there, suddenly I see like it's a lot of ants going on my shirt, they're on my thermos, they're everywhere. And I'm observing like my mind and thoughts like, now you should move. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I stay because it's chilly, it's under the tree. I want this nice time here right now, I want to relax.
Yeah.
But still it's coming back this thought. Then I'm like, okay, I move. So I take my shot and I'm going moving and finding the bench on the lake, and now it's perfect. It's the water, it's not windy enough, but it's still good.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting and observing my mind. It's like, this is what it should be, like really relaxing time. But the bench when I'm sitting is really hard. I feel like it's painful my body, and I start to like observe my breathing, to concentrate on my body, but still it's good. It's hot, is this what I wanted? It's summer. It's not raining, there's the wind, it's not windy enough, okay, but it's like the view on the lake, but the bench is very hard. Why they don't have like this sun?
I love this. Sika mania gua ba quantum le so tu nia sha lo me ao phit ne. Tu a di ma so yin da pu de. A lo tu a ayi ao ma tu a sha de le da kaung ba de ya ba de sik ka pyo de. A tu a tu phya khin bro tu aim ma hlae ni le de. Pwa sik de a mya. Phya pwa sik de a mya yi tu plain bo a pisi bo a kaung lo tu tu bo de la bi. Pwa tu sik ka sin sa de le ta cha ni a tu a yin kaung me tu a phya kisa ma shu di ma e de. ဟိုမြက်ပေါ်မှာဆိုရင်ပူဟိုဟိုနေရနေအောင်နဲ့မှာဆိုရင်ပူတယ်ဘွက်စိတ်တော့မလာဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ပူတယ်ဒီမှာအေးတယ်ဆိုသူစိတ်ကတော့ဘိုင်းကြည့်ရင်းနဲ့အေးပါရွှေ့မယ်ဆိုပြီးရွှေ့သွားရတယ်နောက်ပြီးဟိုမှာတော့ဘော့ဟိုဟိုဒိုင်းကြီးပေါ်မှာတော့ထိုင်နေတယ်ဒါ perfect တဲ့စိတ်က perfect တဲ့ဒိုင်းကြီးပေါ်မှာအရေးရှိတယ်လေနဲ့တိုက်တယ်အများကြီးမတိုင်လည်းကိစ္စမရှိဘူးရေအောင်မြင်ရတယ်အေးတယ်ကောင်းတယ်ဆိုထိုင်တိုင်းချစိတ်က
လောပြန်တ
ိုင်းနာတယ်တဲ့မာတယ်တဲ့တိုင်းရတာစဉ်းမပြေဘူးသ
ူကြိုက်တဲ့မြန်လိုက်ရှာ
မာတယ်တဲ့ပြီးတော့အကုန်လုံးတော့သူကြိုက်တဲ့ဟာတွေအကုန်လုံးတစ်ခုပြီးတစ်ခုလေးဆိုတော့ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီဟာကြီးကမရစဉ်းမပြေဘူးသူကြိုက်တဲ့ဟာတွေအများကြီးရှည်တာတိုင်းရအစဉ်မပြေဘူးပြန်ပြန်လာတော့
ကောင်းတယ်အဲ့လိုလိုက်တည်ပြီးစိတ်ရတဘာဝဒါလွတ်ပေးလို့မရဘူးဆို
တော့ He says it's good he said to know all this he says we cannot just if we don't know this he says the mind will just it will rock our boat
you be on low will
drive us mad he said tell us to go here then everywhere yes the mind is
so I left this bench and I decided to go inside because I was thinking now I can concentrate and to read a little bit it'll be much better because it's inside and sofa and it's very nice.
I tell you when my sofa my time was out for
and I'm observing again and I'm very aware of everything. I feel this, I hear the sounds, I observing the text which I should to read, I try to concentrate, but the words just passing by and because I hear the sounds of cups, water, shoes that people are going and it's disturbing me. It's like I can't believe that.
When we are very aware, we can't read. He said, you know, in the beginning, when there's just a lot of awareness, because it's very conscious, the awareness, we can't read because we know that we're reading, but it doesn't make any sense. Then, yeah, but it takes time. He said, with practice, we eventually get to a much lighter. Another kind of, a different kind, just recognizing that the mind is reading and then that it's understanding and it can read and understand and know that it's reading at the same time. That will come. Yeah.
Okay, and then I decide to go upstairs because they have room upstairs and here it must be perfect. Nobody's working here.
But I
hear this road here around this traffic all the time and I couldn't even relax there. It was hot and I couldn't relax there because of
sand.
And the mind was like, my thoughts were saying like, my home is much quiet. I live in the middle of the city and still it's much more quiet.
So he said, when you go home, you want to come back here.
Probably. And I decided to go on the back side of the house there and I was like, here it's perfect. It's like, it's shadow.
This is perfect. I love the way the mind says right away when it goes to the new place, it says, this will be perfect. You know, this is perfect.
And I'm really aware of this. Yes, this is interesting. Yeah. So I was just observing this mind. Why is it telling to me? What is going on? Why I don't accept it? Why I dislike it? Why I like it, dislike it all the time?
Yeah.
Like searching for a better place.
Yeah.
This is the one thing. And then I was sitting there and now it's perfect. Not hot and wind. Even wind is here. So it's good.
Yes.
But then it's coming mosquitoes. And I was like,
how
you
know, he lives up, his room is on top of the sauna, and when the sauna is on, he's burning in his room. And if he sits out on his balcony where it's cooler, the mosquitoes eat him. So he says it's better to be inside. So he just goes inside and bears with the heat.
So that's why on the end, I decide to go inside and be there and whatever sounds, whatever people, whatever
it is.
Yeah, he says, so the mind, in the end, it settles for what it can bear, like the least uncomfortable external objects. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if it's like, it's just to observe and to be aware, or it's like better to, I don't know, to keep the focus, the concentration on the breath, or because probably at home I will find this, I will close the window. I had like more perspective to change the situation, options, but here I couldn't. I just try to find some spots which are better for the to relax and to
right.
And what? And I was like a little bit irritated about this on the end. I was like tired on the end and irritated. I was tired to that I'm spending all day looking
for a place.
For the place to relax. I couldn't believe that. It's like
then they go like, relax. No,
from the six in the morning to 10 in the evening.
Then they go to water.
What I'm doing?
Balong nila. Remember how sick to water. Relax people.
Good evening. Yeah, we're like shy.
Yeah,
Seattle
says that because the mind was looking for the perfect place, right? It was looking for something that will be perfect for them. But if we always look for something outside to quiet the mind, Seattle says we'll be looking our whole lives. The mind will, greed will just keep looking for the next thing. The, you know, something will always be not good enough for greed, you know, so. Yeah, and it's just one day, yeah. He says, imagine if the mind goes like that, like day after day after day, it'll drive the mind quite crazy. So Seattle says it would have been easier. He's not saying that's what you have chosen. He's just saying that when the mind realizes that it's tiring to keep following greed, if the mind chose to stay in one place and then just be mindful, it will eventually relax anyway, despite whatever imperfections there are in the moment. Because no moment will ever be perfect.
No, yeah. That's true.
Not conceptually, at least, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But it can be the consequence, because I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
And probably that's why I wanted to like relax even more. And
he says, don't think about relaxing. He says, just be aware. He says, when we forget about trying to be relaxed, we are more relaxed. We are already relaxed, yes.
But I think I discovered this morning that it can be consequence of this.
Consequence?
Of this, that I'm, this is like a second question or a second reflection.
Yeah.
That I'm a little bit stressed, even like Alexis, he said this morning that we probably thinking about the future because we're living tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually think so much about this, but there is something which it started maybe yesterday to like a little bit irritate me that I was searching for this perfect place. So this morning I realized that now it's rising the stress because I have like the exam.
Mm-hmm.
I finished university and I have like this really, really hard exam. And that's why I try to like memorize this, what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it nothing come in. So mm-hmm. I mean, like, then the stress come now. Mm. I feel like stress about this that, but probably everything will collapse. I mean, like, are we not pass this exam? So what to do in those kind of situations when we feel really, really stressed about something will not happen, but it's stressful situation because each exam, every time when I sit in this bench, it's like torture for me. I don't know. I can't, like...
Mm.
I'm aware about body, the sensation, the mind, and I try to found this what I was studying, but it's like, it's this stress and this, it's taking over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When is this exam?
And 15 and 16 June.
Okay. Yeah.
So I wonder if it's now what I'm thinking, it can be consequence for the future.
Yeah. Okay. Tu aro dihane patelo tu me re asira me zia asira re tu wa ba chang tu sa uphan ne le so ma ni ya tu ma exam ta khu tu wa tak ka do tet ne re aku samwe ya sa ro me 15 ye ni phya now tu dia pyan tu sa che ya ro me ho sa che te ja re ma di ho sakhan tra le tu wa season ya u me 15 ye ni 16 ye ni so yin tu wa samwe phya me ai samwe phye phi ma tabi lo ro wa yauk la ma le အဲ့ तू somewhere show မှာ ပဲ तू ဖတ်တာ तू ဘာမှ ခေါင်း နဲ့ မဝင် ဘူး တဲ့ तू somewhere show မှာ ပဲ ဒုက္ခ ပဲ တဲ့ तू အဲ့လိုမျိုး तू အများ stress ဖြစ်တယ် तू somewhere တွေအခုတစ်ခုပြီးတစ်ခုယူထားတယ်เนาะ
ตัวเนี่ยซัมเมอร์กันเนี่ยอยากซัมเมอร์ซัมเมอร์กันเนี่ยอยากဒီမှာ time ပြီးဆိုရင်เนี่ยသူအာသူ့နှိမ့်ဆက်နေတယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့သူတိတော့တိတယ်ဗဒါပေမဲ့လုံးလေလုံးပါစိတ်ထားတယ်လို့ပါလုံးချင်စီတယ်လုံးမယ်အေးစေးလုံးမယ်ဒါပဲလို့ပဲစဉ်းစားရိုက်နိုင်အောင်ရင်းအောင်အောင်ရင်းနဲ့နေ
we get stressed when we don't know how to settle the mind when we don't know how to look after the mind, sort of like a child, you know. He says one of the things that stresses the mind is the thought, I'm definitely going to fail, for example, or things like that, you know. He says we negative thinking about something in the future that hasn't happened yet is not helpful to the to that future. Okay, Sierra says the thought should be, I will do what needs to be done. So it should always be about the positive action that can be taken. Okay. So I will study as hard as I can, and whatever the results that come from that, I accept that. Right? That when we think in this way, the mind is more at ease. It does what it can, and it knows that as much as it has done, that's what it will, that will be the result. And then it's okay, he said. So don't have high expectations for the future. Siyadu says, think of what to, think of what to do, don't think of the result of what you do.
Okay?
Yeah, it's just like meditation, Siyadu says.
Yeah,
so when we know how to meditate, Siyadu says, we also know how to deal with life. It's the same thing, right attitude, just right effort, just persistence, not thinking about the end, the result.
Yeah. So like intention is important. Like have intention to
complete task, to complete the action. Yeah.
Okay.
Just do the action. Yeah.
Okay.
In the present moment, do what you can do. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I've experienced a lot, like really intense joy and happiness while this interview happening.
Interview na thao ina tu pure essay di ba re phit da sai chan da.
Yeah, it's just like really extremely interesting.
Also
from the point of view of like trauma therapy, for example, and I've been like on this for the last couple of years, maybe 2 years, like really actually like considering whether it makes, it does make, but whether it makes sense to work with therapy, or if I should just send, or if all the people going to therapy should be just sent to retreats.
You know what, you are therapist, you are already trauma, you are already or retreat, you are already therapy. Seattle says he's wondering whether he should open a therapy clinic.
It sounds like a good idea.
Idea counter,
yeah. He
thinks that the Dhamma is like a form of therapy, you know, it helps to heal the mind. Just the wholesome heals the mind.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. The Buddha was the real psychiatrist, you said. The mother of all psychiatrists, or father of all psychiatrists. Yeah, whatever.
I've been observing this like familiar thing happening now towards the end of the retreat. Something that someone else mentioned earlier also, the comparing mind and greed arising for like needing to accomplish more and worry about my mindfulness not being so strong and comparing to previous retreats and different kind of ways of practicing.
Yeah. And
Moment to moment,
That's okay. He said their nature, they will be there. He says what we need to take care of is just to make sure moment to moment we stay as conscious and aware as possible. When we want the Dhamma to be an effective force in our life, Sayadaw says, we need to be steady with the Dhamma. We need to be persistent with the Dhamma. We need to persevere.
That comes to one of my points of like also noticing how much I'm having this thought, which is a familiar thought also, of like not having enough self-discipline for practicing in this kind of way, which is I know it's kind of funny in a way, but I just notice it happening again, like having this like doubts about my ability. But it's been actually really fruitful, really useful. Exactly this kind of way of practicing has given me more space in these thoughts. I've been like, I've been able to observe them from a much more equanimous state.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I noticed some progress.
Yes.
I noticed some really actually significant, small but significant progress in my practice.
Yeah. Sayadaw said, you surprising. Know, the practice feeds itself. You know, he says that if you just do what you can, he said, yeah, that will bring the wisdom that brings more faith in you know, helping the mind to persist and keep trying and learning more. It's just like a cycle, it goes over and over again.
Yeah.
Tu apyo re tu dilo myo ta tanya shi be me re da ma di a thu mu wa be.
Tu shi ma le di ne.
Di a thu mu wa be di tanya sait te o pyan bro shu nai bro ne ne po bro we kwa wa re ho a yin no a law sait ko a law ma hlwa mu ro. That's right. And you see that in what you just said that it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Niwarana so shi ata Sayadaw
says we've heard of the hindrances, right? The hindrances to the practice of the Dhamma. But Sayadaw says when we practice the Dhamma, the hindrances become the objects of our practice. And then they're not hindrances anymore. They're just objects.
Yeah, and this is exactly what's been
kind of
happening.
That's right, That is the way, he said.
Thank you.
Sad.
Yeah. No.